Good morning. For WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Tuesday morning, September 19th. A guard from the East Moline State Prison is recovering at home after being attacked by an inmate over the weekend. The inmate hit her several times with a rock, and she required staples to repair a head wound. Cody Dornis is president of the union that represents employees of the prison. He says guards are increasingly at risk because there aren't enough to oversee the growing numbers of prisoners, and the radios they use to call for help are old and unreliable. In addition, he says East Moline used to house prisoners with 5 years or less to serve on their sentences. Now it's up to 10 years.
So what that means is that, let's say somebody got convicted and had 20 years to do, as soon as they get down to 10, they come into East Moline. And now we're seeing, you know, medium security inmates come in, you know, inmates with more heinous crimes, more aggressive crimes, more violent crimes, murder, sexual assault, come through our doors.
Following the attack early Saturday morning, the prison was placed on lockdown and inmates confined to their cells. So far, calls and emails to the Illinois Department of Corrections have not been returned. An attempt to toughen environmental standards for confined livestock feeding operations has failed. The state's Environmental Protection Commission says it doesn't have the jurisdiction to reform the current permitting process. Sarah Bowden reports.
Several members of the nine-person panel agreed the criteria for new CAFL permits, known as the Master Matrix, needs to be reviewed. But ultimately, the panel voted unanimously to not initiate a new rulemaking process, saying that was the job of the legislature. Commissioner Barbara Hovland is from Cerro Gordo County.
Are there things in the Master Matrix that need to be looked at? Yes. But again, I don't know if we have the authority to make changes. I think that that is has to go back to where it started.
After the vote, several people from Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, one of the co-sponsors, erupted in protest, voicing concerns about water and air quality. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.
United Way of the Quad Cities will try to raise tens of millions of dollars in the next 2 years to fund nonprofit agencies and schools throughout the area. The organization changed its distribution formula this year, making its application process public and promising 3 years of funding to nearly 40 applicants. Yesterday, campaign co-chair Brian Dixon announced that promise will take about $25 million to fulfill.
The plan means big results for our community. It will mean fewer struggling to pay for basic needs, more third graders reading at grade level, and more access to mental health services.
United Way of the Quad Cities has already raised about $8.3 million of its $25 million goal. It expects to raise the remaining $17 million by the summer of 2019, which is the next time the organization will consider applications for funding. Humans aren't the only ones getting help following Hurricane Harvey in Houston. Canine Kindness brought nine dogs from Texas to the Quad Cities to find them homes. President and founder Debbie Fraker says about half of them have been adopted, while the rest are in temporary foster homes.
What happens is we don't get the dogs that are directly affected by the hurricane because their owners might still be looking for them. So we're taking dogs that have been in the shelter to make room for these dogs that are coming in.
Canine Kindness has set up a GoFundMe campaign to accept donations. Fraker says people may also take their donations to the Animal Family Veterinary Care Center at 6011 North Brady Street in Davenport. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.